come on the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Put everyone jump up on the peace train.
Come on the peace train. Get your bags together. Come bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Oh, come on. Been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. Is peace train only rolling?
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Yeah. That's right, boys and girls. Of course, as we always do, that was a double shot of the Foo Fighters.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Couldn't wait, you know, in between songs. But anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on 91.5 WMFO. I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And, of course, sitting across from me is the lovely, beautiful, and talented, the funny man, Chris Ridgway.
That's me. Okay.
No, she's engaging. She is just adorable.
The vivacious.
The vivacious, yes.
With the Shirley MacLaine to our Frank and Dean.
Oh,
Frank
goodness.
And Dean.
You guys are crazy.
That sounds a little dirty, actually.
I said Dean, not beans.
No.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
That's the name for my, never mind. Yeah. Anyway, so... well, welcome back, Miss Carla. We definitely missed you last week.
I missed you guys too.
Yes, it the show is not the same without you. I must say
the mustache man. Was
well, him. We did have the mustache of Medford, and he did a fantastic job as always. He's such a great guest to have on the Giddy Up.
Yep.
And we appreciate him every time he shows up and he does his thing, you know. And, you know, he promotes his movies about Tina Turner.
Yep.
I hate to announce this, but it is, you know, a rainy, you know, we love Medford. We love Mass. No, not really, but we love Medford.
Yeah, up to about 495. The rest of it can go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people in Worcester can go blank a D.
You know what? I never got. Okay.
Okay. Callum, did I just
all right,
say that?
Christopher. Yes. all right, funny man. You know what? How I don't understand what I've never got. How do they do the weather from the 495?
It's crazy.
How do you dictate the weather? And that's a dirty word. How do you dictate the weather
from 495? On the radio, we say Richard Tate.
East or west? How do you do that?
That's the craziest thing when they say,
all of a sudden Mother Nature goes, all right, from this line west, it's going to be worse weather.
Same thing. And on 128, outside of 128, you'll get. And she's like, yeah, you know, screw those people in Reading.
You know what? We could be weathermen, weather people. We could. Because we can just say whatever we want. Because what job do you know that you can do that is 90% of the time wrong? And get paid for it.
Oh, that's
all right. Anyways, it's 44 degrees, I think, in the rainy state of Medford, Mass.
Let's see. I'll see what kind of weather we're having.
You see, that's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
We used to have a weatherman. What happened to him?
I don't know. He breezed away. he was like a tumbleweed.
He's on the new Channel 10. He's on the new NBC.
Oh, no. I think he's doing the lounge now. he cheated on us.
We love
the lounge, so don't get us wrong.
With I can't even think of his name. I'm not even going to pretend I remembered it.
Who?
Danny, thank you.
Danny Martinetti?
Yeah, him too.
Yes.
Just think of the liquor store, Martinetti.
Yes, and Stacy...
Keebler.
Keebler.
The wrestler who used to date...
I'll tell you
George
right now,
Clooney.
I'd be on his show every week if he had Stacy Keebler.
Yeah, George Clooney's ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, you know what? She'd have no, you know... No reason not to be worried about being on the show with Danny. Anyways, all right.
Once again, I'm at a loss for words.
She's at a loss already. She hasn't said anything yet.
No, I'm just kind of looking and watching, taking it all in.
Welcome back aboard, and it's good to have you here.
Justin?
Well, we're exhausting. You can't be around. We did Easter together. We were at my sister's diner. And... it was like we were doing a show. Like, everybody, like, was, like, completely in awe of us because we were just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth throughout all of Easter dinner. And everybody was just laughing and laughing and had a good time, so it was good.
We brought our own microphones, too.
Oh, great.
I don't think... whenever we're together, we can't be like that for some reason.
You can't be like what?
Idiots.
been like that. I mean, seriously, this is how we've been for 30 plus years.
And, that is very true.
The only difference is a microphone in front of us.
That's the only difference. Right. Now, everybody gets to experience the idiocracy that we spew out of our mouths every day.
Before, we used to have to drive around with megaphones and shout it to the streets.
I still have a photo of you, both of you, dancing at my last gig. It was pretty funny.
There'll be plenty of dancing this week.
Yep.
I'm in one of those dancing moods.
Oh, wonderful.
Even though my back is killing me because of this rain, but I cooked for 8 hours yesterday.
You did?
Wow. Yes, I did.
Really good.
And, I'm in a lot of pain, but I think dancing is the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just loosen up the back.
Mm.
So, with that being said, we're going to play a couple of songs, which you would probably never hear from me. Because I'm in that kind of weird, crazy mood. And I guess we'll be back with some shout-outs, Chris, right?
Yeah, in general jocularity.
And I should have... I'm sorry. I totally forgot to edit the list. I'm sorry. I will do it this week, I promise. But anyways...
It's going on the report.
This is a running joke here. The editing of the list.
You know what's going to happen? There's going to be like 15 more people on it.
What do you think edit it means? I add
edit
stuff.
Can go either way.
I said added it, not edit it. All right. So you want to take us out, Christopher, the funny man, and we'll be back with some shout outs,
I guess. Yes, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Tupps Freeform Radio in beautiful, historic Medford.
That's right. And this is a song you'll never hear on WMFO. We'll be right back.
Look around you. Look up here. Take time to make time. Make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you. A long time ago I had a lady too. We'll be right back. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you. So lady, let me take a look at you now. You're there on the dance floor, making me want you so.
Oh, no.
there. That's right. That was a little Chicago with Saturday in the Park. And we were jamming out here in the studio.
You got trombones, everything, pianos.
We had the trombones going. And before that was Little River Band, which probably two songs you've never heard on this show. But, you know, like I said on my post, I'm in a weird mood today. And in a silly mood. And I want to put everybody in a good mood. How's that sound?
That works.
On this rainy day. Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 2:29 in the afternoon. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in the rainy state of Medford, Mass. Chris, you know, we didn't plan this weather, but, you know, why does it have to happen on the weekends?
Well, you know, it's really funny because me and you do have the ability to play God now and then.
Well, now and then. You know, I was Pauly Almighty, and then you were Chris. Well, you were born on the day of Christ.
Yeah,
so.
And according to...
You are Christ the DJ.
And yes. According to the powers at MFO, I am some sort of deity or something.
So, well, in this rainy weather... So everybody can enjoy their Saturday and Sunday fun day. So it's that time of the show, boys and girls, where we are going to... wait a minute. Let me impart something to you.
Sign language. I'm doing wheel right now.
I know.
I'm making a big circle.
See, I was asking you to, but you kind of forgot, didn't you? All right, we're going to spin the wheel. Chris, if you wouldn't mind doing the honors. Go ahead.
All right.
We got a new wheel. It's a lot bigger.
He added a couple. I asked him to edit the wheel. He added 20 more years.
That was a big wheel. We did get, you know, we're kind of upgrading here at the Giddy Up, but it landed on 1986.
Ooh, 86.
So 86. That will be the year that we will be doing the top 20.
I was born that year.
On this, I lost my virginity that year. I lost my virginity a lot, and I keep finding it for some reason.
Yeah, under that same rock.
Anyways, now it is that time of the show where we like to, appreciate our listeners and give you some shout-outs. So, funny man, Christ, take it away.
Okay, Carly, get the stopwatch out.
No, right?
All right, so it's 2:31, so we're thinking by 3:03 we should be finished with this. Before I start, do you have any shouts, any breaking likes?
You can give a shout-out to Eric Wilson.
Oh, he's on
the list. He's on the list.
But I should probably
He says it's more special when it comes from me.
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
We love Big E.
Yep.
He's
a nice guy. Billy Conserva, who's over listening to us.
Wow, how do you know him?
Oh, he's
I went to school with him.
You know Billy?
Yes, I do. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, he's listening in.
All right,
great
Bill.
Guy.
Hey, all right. Call in, make a request. Or don't. I don't care. We're still playing music. I don't care. No, I'm joking.
Here he goes with the half hour shout out.
All right. Pauly, Maestro.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out music, please.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to just sing it in the background? I
probably could, but...
All right, so today is... The 21st. Today's April 21st, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today is the 21st day of April. You are correct, sir.
Yes.
And you know what yesterday was?
The 20th.
How observant.
Hey, we got Shecky Green over here.
How observant, Carla.
The weirdness is just moving on, you know.
No.
Trying to fit in.
I'm just going
to
put my feet up and just get paid for the day.
The new Fenway Park was built.
Oh. It, all the way back, 105 years?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because 12.
And it was the day they beat the Yankees in the World Series for their first World Series.
So, no, they won the first one in... one they started. Yeah, you're right, 12.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that.
Yep.
The New York Highlanders, as they were called back then.
The New York Highlanders, and they were called the Boston Americans at one point when they first started in the league. All right, Chris, here's your shout-out music.
You know
why
the Yankees were called the Highlanders?
I don't really care.
I'll tell you why. Wait, it was the wrong song! This is head over heels.
You know what it is?
Say, did we change the music too?
You know
what? Jesus. Give us 1 week and everything's just rearranged. What the hell?
Oh, but I love the song. You don't want to do the song to this? Come on, Chris.
That laugh killed me.
So we're head over heels for our listeners.
That was a shout faux pas.
There's three of us in here. It took like 20 minutes to figure this out.
Well, because we were talking. I'm sorry, but I do like that song.
So the reason that they were called the Highliners before they, because a-hole wasn't a polite word to put on a uniform.
Oh, that makes sense then.
Yes.
We still don't care.
All right, now we have the appropriate background music for you, Christopher.
Like, you do shout-outs.
Christopher.
Do you want to do shout-outs?
The funny man.
Then behave yourself. Eric's listening. I'm going to tell him.
It's like a punishment.
Is it? Really?
No.
It's not a punishment. We appreciate our listeners.
Absolutely.
All right, so batting leadoff up in beautiful Salem, Massachusetts. Jennifer Kandrzynski, lead 'em.
Yes.
The reason I do shout-outs is because I can say Kandrzynski, lead 'em.
Exactly.
Now you can.
See?
You couldn't at first.
Nope. I can say Don Chase as well.
There you go.
I can also pronounce the name Eric Wilson. Ma and Kim at Bald and Trans.
Okay. Kim's in Kentucky visiting Pops.
Yeah, it's now being called Kim-tucky. She took it over.
She did, yeah.
Billy Roderick, David Struff. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Handy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Wonderful job, by the way, hosting Easter, and I am forever thankful.
Yes, we had a great day that Easter. That was one of the best, probably the best Easter I ever had.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it was,
we had a ham and prime rib. And everything else.
Nice.
I made popovers and bean dip. And
popovers were killer.
You made them?
I did, yes.
Wow, I didn't even know you cooked.
Oh,
he cooks.
Wow.
Oh, I do.
He can open up his own joint. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, playing the baby making music between 10 and midnight here on WMFO.
That's right.
By the way, with a name like Chase Carson, you'd think it would be like a jazz show. Hey, this is Chase Carson.
Well, I think it's kind of turning that into one. Hey, Lou, I'll tell you right now, Marvin Gaye has nothing on him.
No. Chase Carson and the Blue Notes tonight.
I was going to say Barry White. I almost said Barry Melrose by mistake.
the hockey coach?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they both coach
Lou
Gretzky.
Rawls. None of them.
Rawls.
You can wind them all up and put them in a pot and you'd come out with Chase Carson.
And Barry Melrose included?
I don't know.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, the lovely Leah Hall, the even lovelier Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Montanetti and Steph Cardone, but on the lounge.
Steph, I know I said Stacy earlier by accident, but yes.
Steph Cardone.
I think they'll be on
Stacey
tomorrow
Not Stacy Keebler.
Night.
They may be on. They may not be on. Check their webpage, but they should be on Saturday nights from 9 to 11.
They weren't on last week, so apparently, hopefully, they'll be on this week.
They're on again, off again.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, what a contract they've got, huh?
I know.
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his cousin Carl, the bus driver. Joe Breezy Hyde, who may be napping. So put a mirror to his face to see if you can get any, see if he fogs up the mirror, make sure he's alive. And if he is, feel free to call in. Lisa Neva Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen. They're at the lovely Sandra Network in Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, if it's not the yellow number 93 bus, it's probably some sicko trying to lure you in with candy. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the mustache of Medford, and frequent contributor to the Giddy Up, Frankie Imbergamo, who can be seen in the movie Proud Mary. Do not look for any Tina Turner music in it. You'll be disappointed. Denise Fioretti Mamelet. That's your cue, Paul.
What?
Mamelet.
Oh, Mamelets. Oh, yes. Since it's rainy out, I'll be doing the Mamelets inside this weekend at Walgreens. So check your mammalettes, and, you know, always check your mammalettes and your papalatos, because, you know, you always want to be, all you women want to be safe, and I am definitely Dr. Safe. I want to make sure all women are safe.
And so did the police in Malden. They will also be putting in extra detail at the Walgreens on the corner of Main and Happiness. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Corn, Eric Crow, Big Jack. We still don't know the size of Janice, so we'll say size undetermined. Facebook troll extraordinaire Chet Johnson, Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato.
There you go.
Get your papalatos once again this weekend.
Yes.
It's a 2-for-1. For every 2 papalatos, Polly will donate another one to a papalato in need.
I'll give you a mammalette for free.
Which flows right to Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Marky Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine, Elaine Ivory.
Wow. Allen. What was that?
I was possessed by the ghost of Jerry Lewis.
Oh my good lord!
Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe Ann Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Child Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy. The lovely, the talented Colleen Shea, who can be seen Tuesdays at 10:30 on FX's It's Always That's Sunny right. in Philadelphia.
That's right.
Amy Giamacco
Moquin. She's sweet Colleen.
Sweet Colleen. And also to Buddy, who is our Frank Reynolds.
He is our Frank Reynolds, without a doubt.
Oh, man.
My dad, yeah. Who is in Kentucky? Probably not listening right now, so we can just say whatever we want about him.
Yeah, I don't know. He'd probably hear it come back and kick our asses. So.
He probably would.
I'm gonna keep it good. Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, who great seeing you last week, Andrew. Rebecca Rose Cassily, Rowan Cali, Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle, Chris in the 45 bus with Dante and Joseph, Danelle Santalucha, Bobby Colburn, Stacey Vigna. Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, Jennifer Palazzo, and ladies and gentlemen, in 10 minutes' time, that were that dad. Those were your shout outs.
What?
Good job.
Da-da.
Thank you.
Well,
my tongue has blisters on it, man. You're going to need some Blistex.
Well, DJ Christ, I thank you very much for those shout outs. And I know it's very painstaking, maybe. I don't know if that's the right way to describe how those shout-outs
go. We do it for the love of our fans.
All right. Well, I'm going to play a song.
Next week's Bizarro Week, all the people who hate us will be giving shout-outs to.
Nice.
2:41 in the afternoon. You're listening to The Giddy Up, of
Much
course.
Much longer list. Much longer. Hey, people who want us dead.
I will give you a better list, I promise, next week. But you are listening to The Giddy Up with me, DJ Pauly B. Of course, DJ Christ, the funny man, and the beautiful DJ Carla. I'm going to play a song just to cheer him up, because I had a dream years ago that that it was him and I singing this song on stage.
God.
And I have to play it now.
Yes, please do. By the way, if it's who I think it is, this band is actually touring.
What?
Yes.
How are they possibly touring?
Well, they get into an old age bus, they drop them off in front of this place, and they play their instruments.
All right. Well, if that's the way they're touring, if they're, you know, on walkers, why don't you take us out, Chris?
All right. So you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. Beautiful Tufts University, Metro Boston.
I can't get rid of the
of the season. When your love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasure.
Thank you.
right. This next one goes out to the girl we love, Leah. We'll be right back, boys and girls, with the threesome at three.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I like to cheat death.
I'm sorry. that was your PSA. It's 2:58 in the afternoon, boys and girls. It's 44 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford. Yeah, unless Chris has anything to say about it.
No, I'm just, all into my meats and vegetables commingling on the same cutting board. It's a recipe for death.
It is a recipe for death, absolutely.
Do you remember in 76 there was that Quincy episode where somebody died because they cut their meat and their vegetables
on
the same board?
You know what's so funny, right? honestly, I was up really early this morning for some reason, and I don't know why, but...
You're old.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's what old people do.
They get up early?
Yeah, and then they yell at the kids for no reason. Get out of my lawn.
Well, I don't know why, but Quincy was on.
Wow. What time was that?
It was very early. It was like, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning. Of course, I went back to sleep because I needed a nap after waking up to watch Quincy. Oh, wait a minute. I want to play my own PSA as well.
Oh,
that,
please.
That was the PSA.
As I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. So drugs are bad, so you kids out there don't do drugs, okay?
Very good.
And that last song was Aaliyah.